This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450, and that's the number you call if you want to get into the program. We're going to talk about Escape Ministries this morning, and we have with us in the studio Willie Watts and Chris Rotschaefer and Lisa Schramm. Well, good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Well, we got a lot on our plate here this morning, so let's start talking. Escape Ministries. Who wants to tell us what Escape Ministries is? Willie?
Well, Escape Ministries is a young adult teen youth center. What we do there is kind of unique other than any program that's around in the Western, and here in Western Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We take a holistic approach on taking students from the inner city, mainly the kids that fall between the cracks of any program existing in the city today.
Mm-hmm.
There's commonly known that if there's a certain situation in a kid's life, they're not able to get into different programs that's offered, like Boys and Girls Club and things like that, because of their actions and things they have done. But there's no other ministry out there that's picking up those pieces, looking at why the student is doing what they're doing. So Escape takes in kids from the community that feels misplaced, that are former or are gang members, kids that feel left out, who are quiet and don't have any goal setting in their life. And what we do is we set goals for them. We've took in over the last 4 years over 122 students in the last 4 years. 21 gang members are now out of gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Five young women who was at risk of having abortions are now have their children now. We've gotten two individuals in the military. So we're making a big impact in the youth of the kids in this community today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Willie. You're an associate pastor at Christ Memorial?
A study and commission pastor.
Okay.
I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. My father is Willie Wostak, who with Hoover started the Black Disciples in the late 60s and 70s,
mm-hmm.
one of the most violent gangs in the city at that time. So I grew up in that kind of environment. Lived with my mom and my dad for... and it was a really violent upbringing. I watched my father beat my mom every night and had to live in that kind of environment. So soon after she got away from him and moved, I had to actually join the gang just to be able to go into school at the age of 11.
Really?
I was shot three times before the age of 13. I was asked to do some pretty wild things just to be able to survive so my two older sisters wouldn't be the raped or killed.
Mm-hmm.
So at a young age, yes, that's what I had to do. I carried a gun, but school was very important to me. I at one time thought that was going to get me out of that neighborhood, but I had a lot of teachers and people who pretty much told me that I would not amount to anything. But my drive, was there, but not harnessed.
You were a self-made man, in other words.
Yeah. And so everything came to a halt for me when actually me and my friend was riding back and forth on the L, and we got caught by a rival gang and asked why we was in their neighborhood. I couldn't say anything, but my friend did, and he was actually killed right in front of me. They pushed him in front of a train.
Wow.
And I actually had to walk home. They let me go for some reason, but I know now that was God that allowed that to happen. Made it home. Found out later that night that the young lady that was next door that my sisters was over was raped and killed by her uncle. And that night, my mom and her boyfriend moved us out of Chicago to Dowagiac, Michigan at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Hmm.
So it was a total life change for me even then. Coming from an all-Black community, moving to a white neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when I moved to Dowagiac, I wasn't accepted there because my mother's boyfriend's boyfriend, his uncle was the chief of police. He was a studying deputy sheriff. And his cousin was the sheriff of Cass County. So you can imagine the environment I had to grow up in that now, coming, being a gang member and now coming into a community where I wasn't accepted by the white kids in the community because I lived in their neighborhoods, but also wasn't accepted by the black kids in the community because they felt that our family was a narc. Mm-hmm. So I actually had to fight all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I never was able to shake the violence that was in me that was bubbling. In 1984, my sister seen this in me, and I was becoming more and more violent. The only outlet I had was actually to play football. But they wanted to talk to me about getting my life together, and what ended up happening was coming to pick me up the following weekend, both of them died in a car accident. When that happened, I was sitting on the front porch, and several pastors and preachers came to come visit, and no one said anything to the kid on the front porch blaming himself for the death of his sisters. Mm. And actually, one was 9 months pregnant at the time. So that became my hatred toward God at that moment.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Lisa, what part you would take in this.
Well, they asked me to help with the dinner, and
oh,
we
good.
Are having a dinner September 24 at Christ Memorial Church. We're having a little social time at 6 o'clock, and that's when you can personally meet Willie Watt, and then the dinner's at 6:30.
Okay, and Willie's going to speak at the dinner also, right?
He is, yes, yes. And if you would like, it is a free dinner, but we are going to ask for a donation at the dinner. And
okay.
If you are interested, you can call Nicole or Rachel at Escape Ministries, and that number is 796-0538.
All right. And, Chris, what part do you take for this?
What part I take is a board member. I was one of the original board members that Willie asked.
I got it together.
And got it together. I've been for 3 years, have another 2 years on it, if not longer.
Okay.
And just love supporting Escape and what Willie's been able to do with these kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, Willie, I graduated from Dowagiac High School, by the way. And I went to school with some black kids.
Yeah.
And Indians and... We had a pretty good mixture down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. All right, continue with your story there. You're in Dowagiac.
Yeah, and it became a rough life even in Dowagiac growing up. And so I was depressed now. I just lost my two sisters. I wasn't doing well in school after that. And I started hanging out and becoming gang-related again,
mm-hmm.
all over again. Parents got tired of seeing me now it's my stepfather is asking me either straighten up or leave, and I chose to leave, and
mm-hmm.
I ended up moving to Holland, Michigan.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And
I think probably God led you in that direction.
Yeah, yeah. So I moved here in 1985, and really seen the city change over time. I moved away in 91, but I actually moved back in 1998. And so I was able to see the changes that happened here. I left right around the gang activity, actually, when it started here. As a matter of fact, I was involved in the, we call it now, the race fight that happened at 7-Eleven in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And so I moved away. I came back in 98. But still living with depression and anger and everything. In 2007, everything came to another stop for me when my wife asked me for a divorce.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I found myself trying to commit suicide. And when I ended up trying it and the attempt, I really felt that God saved my life at that moment because I tried to drive my car in front of a semi. And when that didn't happen, I went to a friend who was telling me about Jesus Christ for the last 6 months. I ran to him, and he helped me get counseling and led me to Christ Memorial Church. I became homeless for 3 months, sleeping in the back of Christ Memorial Church.
Hmm.
When I finally went in, Mike Pittsenberg, the pastor, former pastor at that time, came up and knew me from coaching football. I coached Rocket football in the community for 16 years. So it was one of them things where I lived two separate lives.
Really?
And he told me that I coached his son in football and that he was grateful for me being there, and he hugged me. What he didn't know at the time was he was the first male to ever hug me.
Really?
And right then they asked if anybody wanted prayer. I went up for prayer, and then my life changed right after that. I felt led to become a pastor. I sought out what my purpose was. I had five individuals who walked with me, who mentored me, who tutored me, who stuck with me, even through the rut of this change. Because a lot of people don't know, once you become a Christian, you now feel the pain of everything you've done in your past. And that can lead you back to what you was doing. But these individuals kept me moving forward. And so Escape is based around that. It puts mentors in these kids' lives to help them keep moving forward.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know the traumatic lives these kids are living. Having a father or mother telling them that they're not going to amount to anything, no hugs, no love, no feelings being shown to them, and they're just looking for attention. And the ways they look for attention is they act out in the community, especially if they have a criminal record and they can't get a job anywhere. So Escape has been that plug, that piece that's been missing for Holland for a long time now. It goes for the least of these. We started a job program with the city that I'm very thankful for that they allowed to happen. We took 12 individuals out of Escape, out of different churches, out of different programs, from the juvenile detention center, gang members and former gang members working together. For the first time, you had 12 individuals. There was four different gangs represented in that job force, in that workforce. And for the first time, and I've asked them to check the records, if you notice that there was no criminal gang activity in the time this summer in the parks. It's because those kids was cleaning the parks, and they was telling their friends not to come there and not to hang out.
Don't mess up the park.
Don't mess up the park because I got to clean it up. So the job program was a success. And we lowered the crime rate here just by giving 12 jobs.
Isn't
can you imagine what happens if we can do something year-round?
Yeah.
And Escape wants to be a part of that. Escape is starting a Christian football league where some of the kids from the charter schools who've been kicked out of school and now going to a charter school that can't play any sports can now play sports, can play football now, and we monitor their grades to make sure their grades are up so they can play football.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another way to go after the kids. We have a West Side Boxing that exists, and West Side Boxing that exists in the back of Escape. What has took 59 kids from gangs and in the inner city community, and now we have West Side Boxing has the first Golden Glove champion, Michigan State champion, and now pro. And it ministers to not just the kids, to the families of the kids too, along with our free fitness center that's in the back. And that's open to the community. We have a program called Why Try, where I teach a class on Sunday mornings of why you should try. The positive life skills changing, program that we help change the thinking of the individual kids. Like I said, we do a more holistic approach because how can an individual get a kid to listen and give direction if all this turmoil is going on in their life? So we help counsel the family members, too. We help provide food and look for housing and jobs, even for the parents, too. We have the Michigan Works. A lot of people don't know that their kid can go to school for free, to college for free, if you've been on any kind of government assistance for over a year. So we help them get plugged in. We help them fill out the paperwork for that. We have a GED program where we bring tutors in to actually tutor the student. A lot of kids just say they're going to drop out and get their GED, but then they take the test and flunk it because the test costs $135, and you got to take five of them. If you're not being prepped for it, you're going to fail. So now we tutor. We have two kids that come from Muskegon to our program to go through our GED program. We also have Open Arts Ministry that's at Christ Memorial Church where we send families there to where they can get help. We have our biggest program that we got going right now is we found out that Holland had a lot of dropout suspended youth in this community. And really neighboring communities like Zeeland has the bridge, and West Ottawa has the Hardwick that kids can go to when they get suspended. So we started a program called Alternative ASAP, Alternative Accountability Suspension Program, which now any kid that's suspended or expelled from Holland High can now come to Escape and finish school. We've taken five drop kids that got expelled and actually got them back in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big goal, a big achievement for an organization that can say that. We've took 53 kids from Holland in the last year of our first year of programming.
Pretty good, pretty good. Let me take time out here for a word. We'll be right back with our friends here on WHTC. If you have a question, meanwhile, you may call us at 395-1450. And we want to mention that you can call Wiley's Cleaning Service for expert cleaning of your rugs, carpets, blinds, and upholstery. They also clean the interiors of boats and RVs. Just call Wiley's Cleaning at 396-8435.
Edge Performance, Anything Goes offers outstanding softness and beauty and is available in a variety of styles, textures, and colors. Anything Goes at Michigan Tile and Carpet, 13 West 16th Street in Holland, and at MichiganTile.com.
And a quick look at our weather here, brought to you by our friends over at the Wooden Chew Restaurant. Come in for lunch and pick a pair. Decreasing cloudiness today with a high of 68 and mostly clear tonight with a low of 40, and tomorrow mainly sunny with a high of 72. Right now, about 53 degrees here in the Tulip City, and we have a call coming in. Good morning. You're online with our guest. Yes, you're on the line.
Yeah, I'm interested in him because he was at our church when he became a Christian, and the Escape program was started by Christ Memorial. It's staffed by volunteers and one paid administrator. He's a former staff member at Christ Memorial. And talking about Maple Avenue there, I was the custodian there. And that was kind of a wild time there for a while with the gang activity and shootings going on.
Yeah.
We had police cars lined up down the street and everything. But now it seems to be quieted down, like he said there, too. So it is helping. And the leaders, I guess, are taken out of our community now. So it's a way of stopping the youth from staying in the gang, so that's my comment, Joe.
Thank you. All right, well, a little testimony there about what you're doing in the community.
Yes. We target, that's commonly known why kids join gangs. And when they put the 31 young men in jail, that left open space for a lot of these young kids to step into.
Yeah.
So Escape stepped in and said, hey, let me give you a different way to go. Let me show you something different. Education is a big piece. Jobs is a big piece. It's commonly known if you put a job in an individual's hand, you take drugs and guns out. So we look for these young men and women jobs in the community. There's been we've been getting some support with that, but we need more. We're always looking for volunteers. Because we are a 501c3, which makes us a nonprofit, we still need funding to keep our doors open.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest reasons why we're having a fundraising dinner Tuesday of next week, so that people can actually come in from the community and actually hear and see what we're doing with the guests that
okay.
we have.
Chris? We're also looking for community business owners that are willing to take a risk on not just the kids, but younger adults that may have records and just can't get looked at through either Job Corps or any of the temp services, and take a risk and train these kids into something that they can use ongoing. I've used a couple kids in my business. They love it. They work hard. They know how hard it is to get a job. Mm-hmm. So they generally do not slack off, that they're going to be probably end up being one of your hardest working people. So human resource people, Herman Miller, Hayworth, you know, Gentechs, you know, please get in contact with us and let's work out a system that we can feed you a couple kids and train them and, you know, help the community that way also.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, very good. And one of the ways you can help, of course, if you come to the dinner.
That is right. As Willie and Chris were indicating that Holland is our community, and once we wrap our arms around the troubled youth that we have in the city and show them a better way, we're helping our community to make Holland a better community.
Mm-hmm.
And by coming Tuesday, September 23, we will learn so much more of what Escape Ministries is doing and helping these young adults. It's really, I think, very important that we get involved and we understand what is actually going on, because we have our lives and we have our own little path of what we're doing, but in the inner city there's a lot of turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
And Escape Ministries is doing a great job of fending that off and really helping these youth with the mentorship and the counseling and giving them a purpose of not just being in a gang. They're giving them a purpose of they can be whoever they want to be, and
right.
it's
right.
good.
Okay, I got another call here, I do believe. Let's take that call. Good morning, you're online with our guest.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, Marley. I'm listening to you guys talk, and in one way or another, I'd like to help, but my biggest fallback right now is my kids are in soccer right now, so I literally have no time for anybody else, but as soon as this is over, I definitely want to get in touch with you guys. You know, I'm having to get back to the community myself. I think one thing that I see wrong with this is not just you guys, but it's the media. The media is always reporting on something going on, something bad, always something bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you never hear anything, but not always, more bad than good, but you don't hear a lot of people doing wonderful things for the community. I know Holland does a lot, but we, you know, I think if people hear more and not just one day out of the month, but maybe, you know, maybe come in twice a month and explain, you know, how things are going and, you know, give an update. I think just hearing more positive things will turn this town around for the better. You know, and Holland, like you guys said, Holland's growing. Holland coming up with, you know, innovative stuff. You know, and it's just, I'm on board with you guys. But like I said, since my kids are out of soccer, I'll get a hold of you guys, and I'd love to, you know, help out the community as well.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Willie, what I'm thinking about is you've got hundreds of kids like you over in Chicago yet. What do we do about them?
And actually, in the community I'm from, Westside, they call it K-Town, and it's actually nicknamed Killer K-Town. Just in the last month, 31 youth was shot and killed.
Really?
Yeah. And that's troubling to me. What God has planted in my heart is that to get this ministry here established to a point where it can get planted by any church or any nonprofit organization in many cities across the nation. That's my goal. That is my goal. And I think that's my faith speaking in a sense, mm-hmm. because of the fact that I am called to be a servant. And to be a servant, I have to be the hands, feet, and voice of God. And to do that, I have to be willing to go to places that most people are not willing to, and to homes that most people are not willing to deal with situations in people's life that might be ugly, and just be a listener, an open ear, and help guide.
But you've been in it, and you know what to expect when you talk to these other people.
Yes. But here's another thing. I train individuals to a point where there is something that actually breaks down all barriers, race, class, you name it, and that's love.
Got another call here. Good morning, online with our guest.
I would like to know how much money does he make doing this. You know, we have a lot of programs in our city that are out there to help the kids. Look at the Boys and Girls Club. over there on Benralty.
Right.
It's a wonderful place.
But let me
stop. There's a lot of school things. There's a lot of church things going on. You know, sometimes you get a little sick of this.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Willie, I think you mentioned that it's difficult for some kids to get into the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah. Some organizations, some churches, they do programming, and mostly it's one day, one night for the community, and they got wonderful programming for their kids in their churches. We go after the kids that are acting out, that are in trouble, who have criminal records, who just don't feel like they belong anywhere.
Yeah.
So they won't darken the church doorstep. They won't walk into a wonderful organization like Boys and Girls Club. They just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's things going on in them that keeps them from breaking that bondage that they might be.
Right.
And we specifically go after those individuals. Matter of fact, let me rephrase that. They come searching for us.
Yeah.
Our program is based on a point where we don't go out and get kids. Kids who have changed their life go get other kids and say, you need to come to Escape.
Okay.
This is what they've done for me.
I got to wind it up here because I want to give 30 seconds to Elisa over there tell about the dinner again.
I would like to say something. The motto for Willie is, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's from Proverbs 22. And that is the basis of Escape. Train these children in the way that they should go, and they will stay off the streets. And you will learn more about that on Tuesday, September 24, 6 o'clock, social hour, and seating is at 6:30. You can call Nicole or Rachel at 796-0538. And this is a community issue, and we really encourage the community. Holland is a fabulous community to live in.